time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Nice morning outside.
It's nice.
Very nice morning. Hopefully it leads to a very nice day today, too. We're owed a few of those, I think. Got them in the bank. Get started here this morning with Brett. He's in with us today. He'd like to tell us what's going on at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Good morning. Wonderful morning. Being cool comes easy for us at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. All of our technicians are trained to help you become one of the cool ones also. With all our training, you can rely on Camblin Plumbing and Heating to help you out at just about any time to get your air conditioner putting out that great cold air again. If your air conditioner is beyond repair, we carry the leading name in units, Lennox, to offer you options for a new unit and can usually have it installed within 2 to 3 days. We know that you need this air conditioning and put a very high priority on your call for help. Come to trusted Camblin Plumbing and Heating and see why so many of your neighbors already call us. Call us in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Have you worked on a few air conditioners lately?
Just a couple.
Just a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a hint for you. Change your filter.
Did you notice the sarcasm in that voice?
Kind of did.
Yeah.
We want to talk, we're going to talk a little bit about something that's going to happen outdoors in what we hope will be wonderful weather come Friday evening. The Cass County version of the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life is all planned and ready to go, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Carol Schuler in with us this morning. She's been one of the driving forces behind it. You know, you've been chairing this ever since it started. This is how many years now?
15 years.
How come you're still doing this?
Because I love it. I love the way people enjoy the night, and it's a great way to support cancer survivors and remember those who have lost their lives.
A lot of people have volunteered over the years.
Absolutely. We have a committee of about 20 people, but volunteers on all those committees after that, too. So hundreds of people have walked and helped.
Oh, and some have done it every year. Others have come on board and, you know, off board, whatever else, schedules, you know, what people's lives are like these days. But a lot of people seem to, at some point in time, make time for it. I guess it's kind of a testament to how many of us have had cancer affect our lives.
That's right. I don't think there's anybody out there that can say, I don't know of someone with cancer or it hasn't affected me in some way.
Well, you know, it's obviously for an important cause, a very serious cause, but you try to have some fun during the evening as well. There's a serious part, there's a fun part, the good feelings people have for helping out the cause override everything.
I think so, too. I think the support that our community can show just by being out there and walking around the track or having a sandwich or even just sitting and watching in the stands, it makes all of us feel good. And you're right, we do have a fun evening for family, for survivors, for teams, but whoever wants to participate. So it's a good night.
And it's a relay for life. So the whole thing is to gather around the track, do a little walking, a little socializing. It's amazing how far you can walk and not even think about it when you're visiting with friends.
It makes walking much easier. Exercise is a great thing, but this is more of a fun type of exercise.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that folks are going to be doing here. It's a little late now to be talking about teams and all those other things and what have you. You can still donate. You can still show up and participate if you would like. They'll never turn anybody away, right?
Absolutely. Anybody that wants to can come out and walk on the track. Probably the main thing that we talk about right now is the survivors. If you are a survivor, we sent out some letters, but not everyone got a letter. So we invite all survivors. A survivor is anyone who's been diagnosed with cancer for 1 minute or many years or many days. It doesn't matter. So those survivors are invited to come out at 4:30. Hy-Vee will be serving a free meal to a cancer survivor and their family member. And we just want to celebrate that they're there, that we can make them feel good about themselves. If they can't walk the track for some reason, we have wheelchairs available. And then we invite them to put their candle on a huge cupcake, just a fun way for them to show the number of years they've survived.
Neat. Well, a lot of things have stayed the same. You have a lot of the same types of activities going on, but then a little tweaking here and some changes there. And you get a lot of ideas from a lot of folks who want to be a part of it somehow.
That's right. I think one of the new things we have this year is our education tent. We've always had it, but this year we're really stressing it. We have participation from Coca-Cola, Iowa State University, Hy-Vee, American Cancer Society, and Midwest Dental, and they're making that education tent the place to be, the place to stop and see. Free door prizes, free water, just a great way to learn more healthy ideas of what you can do, what I can do, to have a better healthy lifestyle.
Anything else new this year?
I was trying to think. We're doing a theme lap this year, and on that theme lap, we're going to be teaching, educating. You pick up a ribbon at the education tent, walk around that track, again, celebrating, and when you get done, you put your name in a hat, so the another free door prize that's coming up. One of the other things that's new this year, we always have food. Qantas has been a great supporter through the years, but CJ's Barbecue will be there. So, again, if you're just coming out, you're welcome to have a sandwich or a meal and enjoy the evening. So it's a great way to do that.
Great. Well, what are some of the highlights? What are some of the things you think people shouldn't miss when they show up for the Relay for Life?
I would say that the kickoff would be the Survivor's Lap at 6 o'clock, and it really is. It's an amazing way for us to celebrate. But right after that is the Shelter Realty Drum Corps. It's for an hour. They play music. They involve the people that are around there. You march to their music, and you really, really are. It's an exciting time for them. After that, we have different types of entertainment. Sarah Masker will be performing, Rachel Bowen, Amy Mardison, Dance Atlantic, and Bev Groves will be giving a special memorial presentation.
How many of these entertainers get paid?
None of them. It's all volunteer. Everything that the committee or the participants do is volunteer.
Pretty nice to see people step. And sometimes you don't even have to call them. Sometimes they call you.
You know, I drove through the bank the other day, and one of the gals there said, anything I can do to help with Relay. It's an amazing thing for our community because they do step up and say, what can I do? I'd love to help.
You know, everything seems to have a shelf life anymore. You know, events, they just can't last forever. People burn out. They wear out. They just, you know, move on and whatever else. But it doesn't seem to happen with this. Why?
Well, I think it's because we still have cancer. If we find that cure for cancer, and that's what all this is about, one of the things is money. It's not the complete reason for it, but as we make donations and give that to the American Cancer Society, they are looking for that. One of the ways people have been donating in the years are luminaries, and that's something that happens at dark. Another time, if you can't come out any other time, it'd be a great time to stop by. Something new we did this year was we let folks decorate their own luminary bag in honor of Dad or in honor of Grandpa, and they can draw their picture in memory of or in honor of someone. Those at bags, luminaries, line the track about 9:15, 9:30, whenever it's dark, and we read those names off. Another way to support survivors and honor those we've lost.
You know, it's kind of neat, too. You've got a lot of other groups and associations that have been doing some side events and things, too. There's a tractor ride. There's a motorcycle ride. All these people taking it upon themselves just to organize something to get more people involved.
It's amazing, too, that how much that's changed over the years. It used to be just a bake sale occasionally or something like that. We have groups that make quilts, and they raffle those off. We have a lot of raffles. We have a lot of donations. Across the community, they come up with those ideas. They're a very imaginative group.
And all during the year, not just during the month of June leading up to it. There are different times of the year where you can find events that are raising some money for the cause then.
That's right. We have a garage sale the day after Relay for Life, and they're starting for their relay for next year already. So it just really surprises me, and it's amazing how soon they start and what they do all year long.
I can't remember the number. What did you raise last year?
$74,000.
We can do better.
We can do better. But it's not about the money. It's about the support and how we can help the people in the community.
Yeah, but we like to compete.
Oh, well, some people like to compete.
There are some other counties around here that raised north of $100,000.
That's
so,
right.
Know, that's not unreachable.
No, it's not unreachable, but we have to keep trying.
Yeah, absolutely. What are the hours again?
The hours for the actual relay are 6 p.m. to about 10:30 p.m. Survivors come together at 4:30. Tractor ride starts at the community building at 8 o'clock in the morning. So there's a lot going on. Give me a call if you have any questions or want to know any other details.
Okay, very good. So for folks who have been involved in the past, you kind of get an idea of what's going on. It's going to be very similar to what's happened before.
Absolutely.
And some counties are kind of dropping the relay theme these days, it seems. I've noticed some other counties that have dropped that type of thing and are going to a different type of event, but we're still doing a lot of the same things. So if you've participated in the past, expect a lot of the same things. What do you have to do between now and then? Is there anything else important coming up?
Yes, tonight, thank you for asking, is Bank Night. And what Bank Night is when our teams come together and they bring the money that they've raised so far. That way we get that money detail out of the way and everybody can just enjoy the night. So Unity Point at Home tonight between 5:30 and 6:30, and the teams can come forward with their money at that time.
All right. The important stuff yet to be done. Very good. And again, stop on by. You can't miss it. There are all kinds of things. If you drive by the Atlantic High School complex and don't notice it, what are you doing, texting while you're driving? I mean, there's no way. There's too much. There's too many people out there. So have a good time. There's always room for a few more.
Absolutely.
Great. Carol, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hope you have another great night.
I do, too.
Yeah, you bet.